Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. I am doing these studies with the desire that those who hear them will be engaged in earnest prayer for the Church of God. I think, and I have seen from my experience, that the Church of God has lost sight of its true intention, that is, as to why God has left the Church of God in the satanic cosmos or within the satanic world system. Believers today have or do not understand that As the church, or the called out ones, the ecclesia, we are truly an outpost within the devil world. And the Bible says that the devil is the god, little G-O-D, of this age. He is the god of this age. The cosmos is designed to take our attention, that is, the attention of the believing ones, off of Christ our Lord and Savior. The New Testament, the profound documents that we call the New Testament, were written for the church so that we might have doctrine in our hearts that would guide us, that would lead us, that would teach us the things that you and I need to know and must practice while we are here in the satanic cosmos. Please understand that the name devil, from the word diabolos, means the one who divides. He is the one who divides people for no reason. The word Satan from Satanos means opposer, or one who opposes. It also means one who opposes a one in a courtroom. But we understand from 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, that you and I have an advocate, or one called to our side, or to be alongside of us, from the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Spiritual warfare is real. Paul states in Ephesians 6 that we wrestle not against blood and flesh. The word wrestle in Hebrew means to vibrate against. And so Paul completely understood our situation. And the 13 letters that he wrote for the church, and the letters that Peter contributed, and the writings of John, and a few others, comprise the documents that you and I have from God. Yes, we do not have the autographa or the autographs, but we do have the New Testament documents, faithfully transmitted through the centuries, so that you and I have the Word of God. Now, there are a few verses that I'd like to share with you before I continue with the discussion of pathos. From the word patho, which means to wound, And so this is what we have in 2 Peter chapter 2, 2 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1, and Peter writes these words. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false prophets among you, that is, false teachers. Pseudo-didaskaloi is the Greek, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Listen to the language. By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Verse 3. And through covetousness, notice the language, through covetousness, the Ten Commandments, we read, thou shalt not covet. The word, the verb there in the Hebrew means to pant after what is not lawfully one's own. To pant after. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words. The Greek is plastois, from which we get our word plastic. And with feigned words shall make merchandise of you. Now, this is a very interesting word. I don't have time to go into it this afternoon, but it literally means to buy and sell. It means to use in an abusive manner the people of God. So, and Peter goes on to state, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Peter also states this very important verse for you and I to consider as those who are living in the last days of this age. Peter tells us that as believing ones, you and I are to be aware of the fact that judgment begins at the house of God. Judgment begins at the house of God. This is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? Verse 18, and if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? So then those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. So with that in mind, I'm going to pick up my study once again from the book of Colossians, and we're going to be again in Colossians chapter 3. In Colossians chapter 3, 5, we read, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Verse 6, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. The children of disobedience. And I stated in the last show that the word children of disobedience should be translated as sons of apathy. Sons of apathy. And so notice in verse 5, we have the word mortify, to deaden or to subdue. And we have a reference to our members. Therefore, your members, which are upon the earth. And so what does he mean, and what is Paul talking about? Well, he's talking about our eyes, ears, tongue. He's talking about our minds and our hearts, our behavior. Is to model godliness. Our destiny is to be conformed to the image of God's dear Son. And so he said the first word is fornication, or in the Greek it is porneia. And he goes on. The next word is akatharsian, or unclean or filth. Literally, the word means filth. The next word is inordinate affection. In the Greek, it is the word pathos. And pathos refers to from which we get our word pathology, refers to the diseased condition of the soul from which the lust, plural, spring. The next word we have in the Old English is evil concupiscence. This is the result of pathos. It is the word epithumian, which means all types of lust. And on top of that, we have the word covetousness, which means greed, and it refers to the works of the flesh. Now, we are told by Paul that the wrath of God is coming on the children of apathy for these behaviors. And the word here in verse 6 for wrath is orge, and it means a settled state of mind or an abiding state of mind or anger toward those who exhibit such behavior. The behaviors as Paul explains in chapter 5. There is another Greek word that has to deal with the anger of God called thumos. And thumos refers to the sudden upsurge or rising up of anger, and then its equally sudden dissipation, because what it desired to do or to accomplish had been accomplished within a short period of time. However, orge is an abiding state of mind. And God has an abiding state of wrath or his mental state toward those who practice such behaviors. He's got a wrath. And so you and I, as believing ones, have an opportunity to live according to the power of the Spirit in this world. We have the opportunities to do God's will for us, as outlined in the Word of God. We have an opportunity to be a light in this dark place. We have an opportunity to be the salt of this earth. You and I know that Western culture, you and I know that the culture in the United States is falling apart. We all know about the moral morass. You and I know about the moral tomfoolery of those in power. You and I have an opportunity to be witnesses in this age. Let us do God's will and God's will today, because this culture needs us desperately. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.